Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. So, bad singing alert. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. How many of you remember that song, right? In 1970, the Brother Sister Act, the Carpenters, took those lyrics and the rest of that song, Close to You, to the top of the charts. Velvet-voiced Karen sang lead with her brother Richard, contributing lyrics and sweet harmony. But out here on Main Street, small business owners should hum that tune every day to remind themselves about the three most important stakeholders they want to be close to. And I'm going to talk about those three. Customers, employees, and vendors. Every business, large and small, longs to be close to its customers, but getting customers to return the favor is the challenge, isn't it? Time was when a business was a critical link to certain products and services for customers. But longing to be close to us, customers, and their loyalty weren't so elusive back in those days. Today, almost everything needed by customers can be purchased within a few miles of your business from competitors that didn't even exist when the Carpenters topped the charts. Throw in the internet and e-commerce, and what isn't a commodity today, right? Of course, we are, you and me, we are at once a customer to vendors and a vendor to customers. Consequently, we have to find vendor partners as well as to be one. We have to find vendor partners. That's very important. That'll be on the test. We have to find vendor partners as well as to be one. In these roles, it's important to understand a concept that has become part of the romance between 21st century vendors and customers. And that concept is what I call seamless. In a world of outsourcing as a management strategy, the goal is not merely to reduce in-house staff. If outsourcing is to work, products and services must be delivered so seamlessly to us by our vendors and by us to our customers that operating efficiencies actually improve. It's not just to reduce staff, it's to improve efficiencies. Small businesses have a greater opportunity today to accomplish the hand-in-glove level of closeness required for seamless delivery, and we can't deliver seamlessly to customers unless vendors long to be seamlessly close to us. So we got to find those vendors. Got to find those customers who want seamless and are willing to pay for it, right? Employees. Back when the Carpenters were belting out their hits, the employee-employer relationship was based on largely on the dominator management model, which is to say, not much closeness. Employees longed for the perceived job security and benefits of a paternalistic employer in those days. But in the 21st century, employees are drawn closer to leaders. The good news for Main Street is that small and nimble increasingly trumps big and strong. With few exceptions, we can't compete with the big guys on price, selection, or brand intimidation, but we can make customers want to be close to us by scratching an itch the big boxes can't always scratch. Customization. So, if you want customers to suddenly appear, find out what keeps them up at night and don't expect answers to a burning need for your product or service. If you deliver a customized solution, customers will long for your business because you added unique value they can use. And here's the silver bullet. Customers, help your customers help their customers. That's a key thing right there, folks. Very important. So vendors, once upon a time, a vendor was a company from which you purchased inventory, raw materials, right, and operating supplies. Today, if a vendor isn't longing to be your partner, you've got the wrong vendor. So we got to remember, folks, that these vendors are very important to you. You've got to make sure that when you're looking around for people to provide you with supplies, that you've got the right people. And otherwise, you're just buying stuff from somebody. Today, you've got to have partners that are more important. So remember, you got to have customers who you work seamlessly with. You got to have that you're their seamless solution. You got to have employees, and you have a relationship with them, so that they feel like you're not dominating them, you're leading them. And you got to have vendors that will be a partner to you. Now, all these things, you got to create closer relationships with all these people. And this is something you didn't have to do so much in the old days. Things were a lot simpler in those days. You bought stuff and you sold stuff, right? You were planted in the ground. Customers were planted in the ground. And you didn't have that many options in the old days. Not that many options. Either way, whether you're a vendor, whether you're buying or selling, today there are lots of options. And, of course, the Internet adds a degree of difficulty there, doesn't it? The Internet adds a degree of difficulty in that people are buying things, more and more things online. All of us are, aren't we? And that's having an impact on how you provide products for folks, how you provide showrooms, right? You're probably going to start noticing that retailers, especially the big boxes, are going to wind up making smaller boxes. The big boxes are going to wind up with smaller boxes. When you start seeing new companies coming in, you've heard of the anchor tenant in a mall. Well, those things are going to change. They still may be the anchor, but they're going to be a smaller anchor. And the Internet has had a big impact on that. So many influences today, folks. If you've been around a long time and you're not, if you're not paying attention to the fact that these three relationships, customers, vendors, and employees, that they've changed, then you're probably not going to make it. You're not going to be able to hire and keep good employees. You're not going to acquire and keep good customers. And your vendors will take advantage of you. So you have to make sure that you pay attention to that. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about something else. I want to follow up on something that we talked about last hour. I called the 21st century, back in the 20th century, I called the 21st century the age of the customer. I'm sorry, the age of the entrepreneur. The age of the entrepreneur. I believed it then. I had reasons to believe it then. I'm kind of questioning that now. And I'll tell you about that after this break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.